This is outrageous. A North Carolina school district did the right thing. They pulled a first grade book about dress wearing boy following complaints. You see, kids are like sponges. And when they're subjected to such ideology as transhumanism or boys wearing dresses, it's going to stick with them unless the parents restrict that ideology and say, no, that's wrong. That's biologically incorrect, number one, obviously, because that's the trans movement. It's biologically confused. Number two, it's morally incorrect. It's morally, I mean, oh my goodness. And then, of course, we're wondering where this rise in trans, this movement has come from. It's because for so long, we've seen the subversion and the demoralizing of our culture. A school district in North Carolina has pulled a book that was set to be a part of first grade curriculum. What the hell are you teaching our children? After teachers and lawmakers complained about its content regarding a little boy who liked to wear dresses. Man. The school originally planned to make the book Jacob's New Dress. Oh, that definitely has a biblical attack there, doesn't it? The House of Jacob. A part of the anti-bullying reading plan for Child Abuse Prevention Month. The 2014 book, written by Sarah and Ian Hoffman, is meant to teach children about those who are gender non-conforming. Or in other words, confused. Jacob's New Dress is a story about a boy who likes to wear a princess dress for playtime at school, but is teased by his peers. Not a very long ago, little girls couldn't wear pants. Can you imagine that? The teacher tells the class and urging them to be accepting of the child's dress wearing. The boy's mother soon helps him make his very own dress, advising there are all sorts of ways to be a boy. Not true. Why in the world are things that are not true, number one, things that are morally incorrect, and things that can subvert and alter the ideology of children? Why are they being put in school? Why are they being taught to children? The absurdity that is the education system has got to stop. I got a call that it was brought up in the House Republican caucus Monday night, which is never a good thing, district government liaison Charles Jeter told the Washington Post. He was asked to relay concerns from lawmakers to the district, which soon decided to replace the book with another. The new selected story is about a blue crayon with a red label, which teaches children to be true to your inner self. The first initial gradebook selection, which focuses on valuing uniqueness and difference, has been replaced due to some concerns about the book. Superintendent Ann Clark said, according to the Charlotte Observer, the North Carolina Values Coalition had also become involved in the matter and urged followers to contact the district to object. You got to be really aware. If you're a parent, you got to be really aware of what the school is teaching your children. Better yet, if you can afford to homeschool your children, you might as well do it. Because the world is trying to indoctrinate them. And the kids at that young of age, that are that young at first grade are like little sponges. They absorb everything. Especially when ideological subversion is applied. It is meant to be absorbed and it's directed like an attack on children. It's time to wake up. We've got to stop this. It is subversion. It is psychological warfare. It's not about uniqueness or being true to yourself. It's not about that at all. It's about confusion and bankrupting morals. That's all I got for you. God bless and carry on.